Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, listeners. You are tuned in to the Living Sublime Wellness Radio Show on the Rejuvenation Station. Today is Friday, February 8th, and we are recording live from Jarrettsville, Maryland, as we do on Friday mornings at 11 a.m. I am your host, Elizabeth Scala, and today I am absolutely thrilled. I'm really excited for today's call. We have a really interesting guest on the show. So, you know, we don't have much time. I'd love to introduce our guest formally. Today we have Tony Gilbert. Tony is a transpersonal counselor with a background in holistic nursing. As a professional with formal education in nursing, psychology, transpersonal studies, and certifications in wellness counseling, mind-body consciousness, guided imagery, the use of imagery in medicine, and more, she offers her clients an array of healing arts techniques to enhance wellness and prevent illness. In addition to an associate's degree in nursing, she has a bachelor's degree in psychology and art, including undergraduate classes in Jungian, we'll have to ask her about how to pronounce that in a moment, psychology. She continued her interest in art and its symbolism in a graduate art therapy school, and she holds a master's degree from the Institute of Transpersonal Psychology. She's written two books. The first book is entitled Messages from the Archetypes, Using Tarot for Healing and Spiritual Growth, which is published by White Cloud Press. And her second book was Gaining Archetypal Vision, is published by Schiffer Books. She's written for national and local publications, and you may see her published articles on her websites, which we will get to in a little bit. So welcome, Tony. Thank you for being on the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm absolutely thrilled. Before I get to the questions, how do you pronounce that one type of psychology? I know I butchered it there.
Well, Jung, like young man,
right.
Or Jung, some people pronounce it Jung.
Okay, so Jungian psychology?
Yeah, you can do it that way.
Okay. Well, you have quite an extensive background with lots of training, lots of education, lots of life experience. What I'm wondering is if you can tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself, sort of your, you know, personal journey, your path, and kind of how you've gotten into the work that you are doing.
Well, I had a grandmother who was a dream worker and an astrologer and a medium, and she was also a Christian minister. So I didn't realize that influence until I got heavily into what I'm doing, and I thought, oh my goodness, I'm doing the same thing as my grandmother,
mm-hmm.
but I'm doing it in nursing. And so that's how I got started. I just was born to it, I believe, and mm-hmm. I was 30 years old before I realized that other people didn't work with their dreams like I did. And I went on to, I just had a wandering path in my profession. I got a nursing degree, and it didn't seem, I was a caretaker, and I knew I wanted to help people, like a lot of nurses, but it seemed to be quite shallow, you know, as far as the healing profession. It wasn't what I wanted. And so I just kind of wandered with my education for a bit. I got my degree in art and psychology, and at the end of that, I took a class in guided imagery, and that just kind of sent me off into the area of mind-body medicine. And let me see, after that, I thought maybe art therapy might be the area that I needed to go into, but I found that to be quite shallow as well, as the way they were teaching it anyway. And then so I hooked up with the Institute of Transpersonal Psychology and Jean Ochterberg and Frank Lawless at one point, and that just deepened my practice. and took their imagery classes in medicine, and then I went on to found a wellness center in Jefferson, Oregon. Did that for a few years, and that was a lot of work. But I'm 65 now, and I'm looking back over my career, and I'm just totally pleased with it. It was a lot of education, a lot of experience, and at this present time, I just do word of mouth because my grandchildren started coming into the world, and I wanted to do that. So right now, I'm just doing word of mouth, and I have a website that I do online courses. I have a few students, and I am very much into tarot and tarot cards, and I teach students how to use tarot cards in wellness counseling, because I think it really helps get to the meat of the matter quickly and deeply, and I like to work deeply. And so, I've had an alternative nursing practice for several years, and because I like to work deeply, you can't do that in mainstream. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by deeply is I use spirituality as as the main course. You know, I teach people to grow themselves up using their dreams and imagination and guided imagery and visualization, dance. I like to use a lot of Jungian type of therapies. I've even gotten into past life regression. And it's very meaty, very, very deep.
Yeah. That is, I just want to pause for a moment and just comment what I heard and what I enjoy and want to point out for the listeners. You know, this radio show really has been a process of interviewing nurses, doing a variety of things. And so as your life experience you just shared with us so wonderfully, and even you shared, it was a wandering path. I just want to point out for our listeners that that is one of the beauties of a nursing career, a nursing degree, is that there are many avenues that we can follow, and there's many places we can take new turns and new directions. So if folks are, struggling with enjoyment or purpose or feeling fulfilled, there are possibilities out there and different places we can look to, and lots of nurses who we can turn to for support and kind of guidance, as many people have changed their career. So, Tony, you mentioned alternative nursing, and I know as we were preparing for the show this morning, we wanted to touch on that. So can you share with the listeners a little bit more about what you mean by alternative nursing?
Well, I mean alternative nursing practice. I don't mean alternative nursing. There's a difference, because I use my nursing education to form my practice, and it's the foundation of my practice. And I'm very glad I got my nursing degree, and I have an associate's in nursing, and I said that the workplace was shallow, but I don't find nursing to be shallow at all. I find it to be very broad. And like you said, there's a lot that you can do with it, and I'm just very pleased to have had that education and the experiences I had. I was in psychiatry. What I did was, I'm a mystic, and so I wanted to work with people in a spiritual way when I was working, and so you can't do that in the hospital. And so let me see, what did I do first? I'm thinking back, and I wanted to help people realize themselves, to develop themselves and grow into a better awareness. And so Let me see. Where was I with that? Ask me a question here.
I just wanted to hear, as you mentioned, and you're right.
Oh, I know what
I was correcting me.
I know
the alternative nursing practice.
Yeah, I know what I was going to go. Where I was going to go. First of all, I would recommend that people, if they wanted to do something like I've done, and there's a lot of interest in astrology and tarot and things like that, using the alternative modalities, because they're quite they activate, you know, your interior, your interior motivations, and you bring awareness to the surface. But I would recommend that people first contact their board of nursing and talk and make get a contact there, and not just go off and do things like I've done. And that's exactly what I did right off the bat. I contacted my Oregon Board of Nursing, and I got a hold of a woman who was the I forget what she was doing, what her title was at that time, but it was Mary Omdahl Thompson, and I've got a link to her on my website, but she's retired now. But at the time, she was working to make it so that, well, Oregon nurses anyway, can work outside the hospital without having to do hours in the hospital. You know what I mean? Contact
mm-hmm.
hours.
Yeah.
We don't have to have contact hours either. But that's what I would recommend if people want to go do something like I've done. And you can see what I've done by looking at my website. I have a pretty extensive website at tonygilbert.com. And also, I also have my nursing board contact still on my website. And she is very glad to answer any questions that nurses have.
Well, that's great. That's a good idea, and thank you for letting our listeners know about that resource. I want to go back to another piece that I heard you share about, which was going more deeply and kind of, well, correct me if I heard this wrong, but what I received from your sharing about your background and your experiences is the work that you do sounds very much like helping people to really experience and hear and do the work from within.
Right.
You know, I think for myself, that's the one thing that I absolutely love about health coaching and wellness coaching and just coaching in general. That's why I like to do the work I do. Helping people get the answers from within and healing and growth from within, you know, with a guide or, as you mentioned, through the tarot. So maybe you could tell our listeners a little bit more about that. We've never had anyone speak to tarot on the show, and I think it would be helpful if some people might not even know what we're discussing. So can you share anything about that? You know, I know we don't have a lot of time, but maybe a brief description or how it helps or what your experience has been, anything you think would be helpful.
Well, tarot cards are pretty common. There's getting to be more and more of them. There's like 1,000 decks that you can buy now. And, my first book is written about tarot counseling, using tarot cards in wellness counseling. And basically, it's a set of cards that have images on the faces, and there's a set of like 78 cards, and they're archetypal images. The system is 500 years old, and so it's been around for a while. And it's I use it differently than some tarot readers. I don't read the cards to people. That's a tarot reader. I counsel using these images. You know, I have a background in art therapy, and I understand what images, the sight of images, do to bring out unconscious information. And so when I'm counseling with the cards, I use it as a major tool in my counseling. I use it, first of all, as an assessment tool. And I may have them ask a question, of the cards, and then I have them look at the cards and tell me what comes up for them when they look at the cards.
Mm.
And so it brings out information right away, and it's just a powerful tool that way, because you get right to the quick of the matter, and it's just a real truth-telling tool.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
so
it's like
having a dream right at the moment. You know, when you're shuffling the cards, your energy mixes with the cards, and then when you lay it out, there's a synchronicity to the layout. That it just gives a picture of who you are when you shuffled those cards.
Hmm.
Now I know that sounds magical, but it is magical.
Well, and you know, as you're saying this, I'm thinking again. It's as you said, you have the person look at what the cards are, or how they're speaking to them, and what
right.
is coming up for them. So again, it's more of an inner healing and practice. You know, it sounds to me different and unique from medicine as it's set up. You know, we go to a physician and they tell us what's going on with us and what's wrong and how to fix it.
Yeah.
But this sounds much more, again, as an inner experience where we're really uncovering the truths and the fears or the joys, or we're uncovering things for ourselves so we can grow through our own experience.
Right. And you can only grow if you're the one having the insights.
Mm.
You know, and that's what these cards do. They're real insight producing. And I do counseling over the phone a lot, and I have the person on the other end buy a deck of cards so that they can see their cards right there.
Mm-hmm.
And they choose the deck. There's like 1,000 decks, and they can choose a deck that resonates with them. You know, mm-hmm. what they're going through, because they're done by artists. The cards are done by artists, and they're different themes. So it's just an incredible tool. I can't say enough about it, really. Like I said, I wrote a book about it. My first book, Messages from the Archetypes, and that basically the image on the card depicts archetypes and archetypal scenarios, and when you look at it, when you look at the cards, it just brings up your stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now, for our listeners, I have done some reading around archetypes, and I've had my Reiki master teach me some things around that as well. But can you speak a bit to what that word is and what that means, and in case people have no idea, have never heard of archetypes before?
Oh, archetypes. Well, let's see. I got my book right here, and I have a definition.
Okay.
I'll read this right out of the book. The archetypes are thought to be formless energy that is full of information, the essence that exists before manifestation into an image. It's kind of like the electricity before it manifests into light. That's what an archetype is. Like we're swimming in all this information, and it's readily available for us. And so what happens next is that it manifests into an image, an action, like walking across the room is archetypal, or a form, like a bowl would be an archetypal, or a sphere, or, you know, those are archetypal forms. And they are available and waiting to represent our perceptions, our behaviors, and our feelings, as well as material manifestations in the world. And so basically a good rule of thumb is this. Something is archetypal if its essence can be identified throughout all time and all cultures and places around the world. So if something, say mother, for instance, is a good archetype, father, you know, those are archetypes that they're readily, you can see them all over the world and all across time. And so that's what you need. It needs to be able to be archetypal. You know, once I got into this, I started seeing archetypes everywhere. So I really think our whole world is archetypal, you know, when you get into it.
Well, that was a good example to share the figure of the mother or the father as an archetype. And the listeners can definitely, I'm sure, get much more information out of your two books. Would that be a correct assumption?
Yes, it will. You know, one of them is messages from the archetypes about tarot counseling and wellness counseling and using it as a nurse. And both these books are written as a nurse. Gaining Archetypal Vision is another one, is my second book, and it's written as a guidebook for using archetypes in personal growth and healing. And you have to use it for yourself first. You can't just start out using it for others. You have to discover yourself before you can work with others like that.
Absolutely.
So it's really quite the journey.
Absolutely.
You know, there's nothing about my past that I feel bad about doing. You know, it's been a wandering path, but it's been an incredible path.
Yeah, you know, as as I'm watching the time, and as I'll slowly start to wrap us up shortly, I'm wondering, you know, yes, it sounds like an amazing experience, and I am so glad that we've had you on the show because, again, some of the topics and the themes we've discussed here today are absolutely brand new for this radio show, and I'm thrilled because I love to learn new things and have our listeners learn new things. But you're right. In any of the practices that we're going to use with patients or clients or any of the modalities we're going to, you know, share with other people, we absolutely have to use them and really routinely get into practice with them ourselves.
Right, right.
So
you
I'm
can't
wondering,
teach anything at any depth unless you learn it first for yourself.
Right. Well, that's what I'm wondering. I was going to ask you one last question before we close, which I'm wondering, you know, what do you think is the modality or the best way or the way that you've found success for really living, you know, a sustained and longer, you know, term healthy and balanced life? What's one practice that you really have
found? Well, I've always been a mystic. I've been a mystic my entire life. I realize that now. But I think spirituality is a must for everybody, you know, in some form. You know, maybe it's just maybe it's religion, and that's fine, you know, as long as it's a positive thing. I'm Gnostic, and that means that I follow my own knowing of things, and so I explore with my inner self. And I continue to do that. I realize more and more as I go along. And so spirituality is the number one thing. And then, of course, the body must be taken care of along with that. And so I do yoga and I dance and I do also gardening to be out in nature because I think it's real important in your spirituality to acknowledge that nature is part of who we are, you know, and so to get out into nature is also a must.
Well, we have a lot more in common than I knew starting out today. But, Tony, I really appreciate you coming on the show. Please mention your websites and how people can find you and get in touch with you.
Okay, well, you can get in touch with me through my personal website at tonigilbert.com. And I also did an alternative journal of nursing for a few years, and I still have it up. Still gets a lot of hits, and it's the alternative journal of nursing at altjn.com. And then I also founded the Oregon Holistic Nurses Association, and there's a website that there's a lot of information about holistic nurses, and we get together once a year at Brighton Bush for that, And that website is at OregonHolisticNurses.org. And so we have a lot of fun there. Brighton Bush is a it's a retreat center high in the mountains, and there's no internet up there and no phones, and we get real.
Mm-hmm. I might have to join you and come out for my first trip to Oregon one time. That sounds awesome.
Oh yeah, yeah. We're going to have Lynn Keegan, I don't know if you know her, for our guest speaker this year. Hmm. She comes every once in a while.
That's great. All right, well, Tony, I really appreciate you taking the time. I know that you are working and traveling this week, so thank you for being on the show. Listeners, I really appreciate you listening either live or to the recordings, and so you know what's coming up next. We are going to have Carrie Clark on February 22nd, and Carrie's an assistant professor at University of Maine at Augusta, and actually she's teaching, she's currently developing a RN-BSN holistic caring curriculum with the emphasis on nurses' self-care and the healing process. Her favorite classes to develop and teach include Reiki and integrative yoga. So I'm really excited to speak to Carrie 2 weeks from now. So, Tony, you have a lovely and wonderful day and a beautiful weekend. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I really
appreciate
it. Yeah,
we'll have to have you come back and share with us some more as, you know, 30 minutes flies by fast, and I'm sure our listeners and myself could learn a lot more from all of the wisdom and experiences you've had. So thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, listeners, as always, have a great day. Have a healthy weekend. And as we celebrate this month of self-love, be sure to take some time and sit and just be with yourself and enjoy your own self-care. Have a healthy day. Bye-bye.